Mr. Marco,
this is an MUT Radio podcast
for Knowledge Hub. Mr. Marco, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. The only way to start your day, good morning.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Maqhi, for joining us once again on iVukubangene Breakfast Show. Let's also say hi to the gent and the lady. Melissa, hi.
Hello, Ninjani.
Siyaphila, how are you?
I'm good.
Siyaphila. Alwanda, you good? Mhlekazi?
I'm good. I know,
can't complain. It's pretty actually weekend, long weekend, and
day. It'd be hectic, kakhulu.
Oh, it was hectic? You were out and about?
Hey.
Okay, no, let's go back to Mr. Maqhi. Mr. Maqhi, what do you have for us this morning?
Yes, so let's talk about the politics of freedom, right?
Okay.
Yesterday we remembered 27 April 1994. Now the interesting thing is that when that happened in the date was set in 1993. So the only thing they went to a meeting, it's a dramatizer, right? Mm. So they went to a meeting, but I've seen it. So there are so many things we can't agree on, but they just agree on one thing. The voting day, so the day of the elections, so that we have a deadline to work towards. So let's agree, we are getting married on 1 March 2029, then everything else we do is the build-up towards that, or the test is on Friday at 9 a.m., then everything. So that approach, it perhaps forced them to work towards that. Now, with my colleague Zig, we were having a conversation this morning, so I sort of flipped the script on them, so we'll talk about it just now. But for me, I'm saying politics of Freedom Day, because there's always politics, right?
Yeah.
But now it is politics with a lowercase p, not politics as in uppercase. So, for me, I always say, if it's cool among my politicians, the people who like to volunteer to lead our lives, three things about them that we must always remember. Bantu, right? So they've got their own weaknesses, right? They've got their own strengths, like we all do. Mm. Now, the one thing I get to, we must always remember, must cool among my politicians, is that those are creatures who can never stand up to their friends. Whatever their friends say, they will die for their friends, you know. So you will see them, they will be visiting our graveyards, because a dead friend is your best friend, because they cannot disclose your secrets, they cannot argue with you anymore. So now they are always looking for friends. They protect each other no matter what. We are watching Lama commissions, and they walk into a commission, and instead of telling the truth, they'd rather protect their friends. So today, if umganwabo, so you are safe, but the moment you become an enemy, they will destroy you, right? So that is the nature of the kind of people we are dealing with. Including also Nama gatekeepers, they've got abantu abakhulumela most of the time. Umuntu ozo khetha ukufela omunye umuntu just because naye ubona ukuthi umngani wakhe lo muntu lo. So that's the one thing about politicians. The second one is that now this one is often for people also confusing. But these are people who tell you exactly what you want to hear, when you want to hear it. So they always prepare themselves for the slogan, for the soundbite, ukuthi basho just the right thing that is going to make you feel happy, that is going to make you feel good. Whether or not it is realistic is another matter. So wonke umuntu is looking for a house, wonke umuntu is looking for a job, wonke umuntu is looking for basically to live well, right? So we all want to progress. So okay, it's their thing to just say exactly what you are looking for and what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And make that promise, you know. So in other parts of the world, the Bible calls them to do crime, do time, right? So which becomes a slogan. So nala na if singabantu bangasho kanjalo that hey, so I'll take this promise and the crime singaba happy. And number three, which is in a way said, they can never admit their own mistakes. So they never make mistakes. So if there's a mistake, there's always an excuse. There's always a reason. They're always being misunderstood. They're always looking for a scapegoat. Why not to take accountability for that? Yeah. So I'm saying that in saying to us, as we remember this three sort of character traits of politicians, we would say they never admit their mistakes. They always tell us what we want to hear. They never stand up to their friends. At the same time, they make the choices for us in a lot of ways, right? So we can't live with them, but also we can't live without them. So we just have to find a way to make it real. Now, Master Kulemo, 27 April 1994, however we react about what is going on now, I mean, because one of the general questions that people always want to ask is, are we free? And I'm saying, man, that's a wrong question to ask, because who owes us freedom, right? So are we entitled to be free? So if freedom is something that we struggle for. So there's a book by Scott M. Peck. It came out in 1977. It's The Road Less Traveled, right? Mm. So the opening line says, life is difficult. Full stop. So Tupac says, it's a struggle every day. You gotta hold on. So life is a struggle. So nobody owes us anything, right? So we go to bed. There are things that keep us awake. Keep us. When you wake up in the morning, what do we do?
Mm.
We get up and struggle, we get up and fight, right? So for me, I'm trying to say, let's shift our conversation and say, so what is it that we are going to use this democracy to achieve, right? What are our dreams? Yes, of course, there are these obstacles that are coming up now. So what do we think we're going to do to overcome them? U 1994 happened, it started long before that, to the point where in 1987, if you are reading your history, so there were AMA secret talks at Dakar, so between the then ANC and some people from here. So whatever was decided in 1994 eventually had taken so many years to achieve, and starting point was the secrecy. So I've just said a lot, guys, just to lay foundation for Alwande and Melissa as well to share their comments
and thoughts around it.
Topic, yes, yeah.
Quite interesting, Mr. Magli. I hear you when you pose a question to us, when you say, "Are we free?" Whether we are free or not is a question to ask, and nobody owes us freedom. That is interesting, if you ask me, because maybe we are looking at in a different perspectives. Mhlamba abanye abantu who were oppressed maybe before then, before 1994, would say, "Hey, but we're still not free because we're still under a corruption. If corruption could stop, probably we would be free. We would singa systems ga government and public offices anga hamburger. Yeah, but about a freedom. Maybe that is a conversation that we need to have as young people also, Guti, our own understanding of freedom. I don't know if Alwande or Melissa, you have a comment around that freedom? Do you guys, at this day and age, maybe Tubelimu asked you, do you think we are free currently?
Since you're talking about perspective, in my perspective, if I had to compare to what they had to deal with back then before we got our freedom, I feel like we are free to some degree.
Mm.
Yeah.
To some degree. A certain degree.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are free, but we are limited.
Yes.
It's limitation.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's limitation to our freedom.
Okay. If you say so. Mr. Mike, your response to the comments?
Look, Mina, let's accept that, right? So from 0 to 10, so you may get to 4 out of 10 free. You may get to 9 out of 10 free. So for me, I'm saying, Nelson Mandela, right, before he went to prison, so there were AMA videos he did with the BBC, And he was saying, for him, his motivation really to join the struggle was that the amount of time we live in the world is not a long time. So you become a child, you go to school, and then you have a few years to work here and achieve the things that you want to achieve. What annoyed him was that someone was standing in his way to achieve the things that he wanted to achieve. He was saying, we all have a purpose why we are here, right? So once I start moving towards achieving my purpose, so who are you to stand in my way? Mm-hmm. So that I'm saying, yeah, so we shouldn't be shy, right? Just because there is the corruption, there's other things. So that becomes our struggle, therefore, to fight against that. But not forgetting, where are we heading to? What is it that we are trying to achieve?
Mm-hmm. You know?
So for ourselves, for our families, to make this country a better South Africa.
Wow. No, thank you so much, Mr. Maqhi. We really appreciate Eskatsama. I don't know if you have wrapped up Yonke conversation, Yako, on your side. Yes.
Two more things to add. You spoke about young people.
Okay. So sorry, Mr. Maqhi. Before we add, I think let's start with Umncedisi, and then we'll come back and wrap up with the conversation that we are having this morning with regards to freedom. Kona Umncedisi with the latest headlines, and Nomvelo Kahadebe with the latest sports news bulletin, and then we'll come back with Mr. Maqhi to actually wrap up the conversation. For now, let's go back to Umilisa no Alwande. Definitely Skulma about freedom. Good morning, Melissa, once again.
Good morning.
Yes, you've got something to say.
Yeah, no, in Tengani, because my perspective on freedom. Yes, compared to the apartheid government, we are free much, but then there's limitations. And as a young person, it depends on my circumstances. Do I think about freedom? I don't really think about that, but am I free right now? Yes, I am free because
okay.
Yeah. So
I
don't really, it's not really a topic that I stay up all night thinking about it, because it's very serious, a harsh reality. We are not truly free.
Definitely. Oh, Alwande, your take?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Maqhi, ubeke washo ukuthi nobody owes us a freedom. Then, according to my perspective, we must use freedom we have to get what we don't have. Like we have freedom to vote.
Okay.
Which we can use it to fire and hire government. And at the same time, go na bandu abanga funu vote, which bus cost alabo bandu. And naami angfunu kamba manga angizwa kahle ukuvote. But manje singayibheka ukuthi iqinisile mazo kwamina ukuthi ngiachieve lokhu mina njani engenako.
Yeah.
If nje may I ask nina nonke, what you do now to enjoy your freedom you have as a person who granted the freedom?
Hey, that's a difficult one, especially to us as young people. I'm not speaking like on my perspective as our way to per se, but young people in general, we are the best way to answer you is that we're not doing enough. I would assume we're not. In fact, we are not doing enough to exercise the freedom yet. But I don't know if you guys have also Amayama answers, Melissa. But yeah, we're not doing enough. As you were saying, Wuti, we have got a right to vote, but we're not voting. We're not using that right. Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. So it's something to think about. Ne? Yes, Mr. Mike, we're going back to you.
Big challenge there from Alwande, right? So are we doing enough, right? Yeah, because it's all about actions, right? The things that we choose to do. So for me, my suggestion of things that we can do. On Friday, I was watching CNN and I was inspired. For the last 3 years, Gaza is like, I'm not sure, it's a war zone, right? Bombs falling all over the place. But a group of Gazans, they decided to pick up the rubble and try and create a library for people, for kids in the area. I would say, look, we are not dead. So long as we are not dead, we still have questions to explore and answers to find. So they have built a library in the middle of the rubble where someone can find a space and escape and pursue knowledge. I mean, for me, that was inspiring. The other one, so I'm just suggesting that if you have time, just Google. So go to Google and check out the story. It's a Phoenix Library at Gaza. The other one also, colleagues, that we can check out is one of my favorite movies. It's an old movie, Shawshank Redemption. This guy decides to build a library in a prison. Now, you are serving a life sentence and you still have time to pursue knowledge. Who does that? So very important, right? So let's also do that. Now, Kutinaga locally, UTV, to understand this freedom thing, please, people, watch Ikhumbulekhaya. I'm not sure about Sidelala on TV, but if Ikhumbulekhaya is going to tell you most of what you need to know, this guy who left home in 1960, coming back with nothing, that's our reality of freedom, right? So let's watch that. Then also on SAPC one day, the cutting edge, they try to take ama issues are raw, so they don't try to edit that much. I mean, SAPC always have an issue now because they tend to sanitize ama stories. But kule, yeah. And the other one on ETV is Checkpoint. Female journalists who ask the tough questions, they get people annoyed. They try to dig deep to help us find answers to the difficult questions that we are looking for. So also please watch that. I mean, it's just sitting and watching, right? More locally is that, I'm not sure. This one, I was hoping to find time to go and check it out. We used to have Ikwamuhle Museum, like Thekwini.
Oh yes.
So please, if it's a corner, even forgot the name. Okay, K. E. Masinga is along is K. E. Masinga just behind the workshop, right? So please visit Ikwamuhle Museum because it captures, the spirit of the oppression we survived as a country. So in the about Dompasi, it's a very emotional space. So please, if you find time, visit it. The other one is in library. I'm sorry to say. Well, I'm not sorry. So, in library, Guna Don Africana Library in, what is the name of the center? It used to be Aliwal Street. I'm not sure what is it called now. Just around the workshop. Don Africana carries most of South African books, right? Now, the one book that I'd like you to try and read if you go there is Umating Birds. So there's a book by Lewis Nkosi called The Mating Pits. It's a fiction story. It's about, during apartheid, a black guy who falls in love with a white woman. So things don't end up well for him. Just by falling in love with a person of a wrong color, things happen, right? So it's a very emotional, well-written, interesting story. Mating Pits by Lewis Nkosi. Please check it out. The other is Country of My Skull by Anki Roch. She speaks about the TRC. Also, very interesting read as well. So, Don African Library. I mean, spend time there. You will find a lot of books that track who we are, trace us back where we are coming from.
Definitely.
Otherwise, happy Freedom Day, happy Freedom Week. Let's do things differently. We are free. Struggle continues. Aluta continua.
Kunjalo. No, thank you so much, Mr. Machisiwa Kakhulu, for a knowledge hub. As usual, we usually have Mr. Machi on Tuesdays to enlighten us on something. So we're gonna hambi yet again these days. Hama no milisa no alwande. Thank you so much, guys, for being here with us and actually ukuba part of this show as well. Yes, alwande.
Yes, I have sources of information that I recommend for you to enhance your knowledge about SA history.
All right.
Yes, source number one is museums. You can visit museums such as Hector Peterson Museum, Apartheid Museum, Robben Island Museum. All of them are located at Johannesburg.
Okay.
And source number two, you can watch these following documentary or shows. One of them is Long Walk to Freedom. You can find it at Netflix or Showmax. And source number three, you can read these following books, such as Born a Crime by Trevor Noah.
Oh, yes.
I like this one. It is fun, but however, it teaches about apartheid. And Cry the Beloved Country. This is the most popular one.
Okay.
And people who completed Matric, they already know it. By Alan Powton. Novel shows 1940s essay pens. And the last one, abanye abantu abayithandi, mina ngiyithanda kakhulu because ngiyathanda ukulalela abantu.
Okay.
Talk to elders at home or from your villages. Ask them, Kulu, Gogo, how was the situation during apartheid regime? Yabo. Yes.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Wow. Ending on a very high note there, Alwande. And I like the fact that you know these books and documentaries. And definitely we must go and see us Bugela. I know a few of them, like the A Long Walk to Freedom, Lega, Gamandela. Yes, I know of that one. But yeah, I definitely need to go and check out Amanyama documentaries. We still have a lot of reading always to do, ne? Definitely. No, thank you so much. We really appreciate the Knowledge Hub team for joining us once again on MUT Radio. That is Mr. Makli. I almost said Dr. Makli, Mr. Makli.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.